And it came to pass in those days that all the world should be place while Quirinius was registered, every one to his own city, out of the city of Nazareth, which is called Bethlehem, because he was to be registered with Mary his betrothed. So it was that while they were there, her to be delivered, and she brought forth him in swaddling cloths, and there was no room for them in the inn. Shepherds living out in the field. And behold, an angel of the Lord, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and the angel said to them, "Do not be bringing you good tidings of great joy, for there is born to you this Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Sign to you, you will find a baby lying in a manger, and such a multitude of the heavenly host praising God to God in the highest, and on earth toward men. So it was, when it happened, that the shepherds said to one another, "This thing that has come to pass, which the Lord with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, seen him, they made widely known this child. And all those who heard it marveled, but Mary kept all these things. And the shepherds returned, glorifying things that they had heard and seen, and were completed for the circumcision of the child, Jesus, the name given by the angel. Now when the days of her purification were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem. It is written in the law of the Lord, every male who is holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was just and devout, waiting for the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had the Spirit that he would not see death. So he came by the Spirit into the child Jesus to do for him. He took him up in his arms and blessed God. Now you are letting your servant depart, for my eyes have seen yourself the face of all peoples, a light and the glory of your people." He marveled at those things which were spoken of, and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, for the fall and rising of many in his spoken against, yes, a sword will that the thoughts of many hearts may be written. A prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of a great age, and had lived with Mary, and this woman was a widow of about apart from the temple, but served God one day, and coming in that instant, spoke of him to all those who looked for him. They had performed all things according to the Lord of Galilee to their own city Nazareth, in spirit, filled with wisdom. His parents went to Jerusalem every year, 12 years old. They went up to Christ. When they had finished the days, as they were, lingered behind in Jerusalem. But supposing him to have been in the company, and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances, returned to Jerusalem seeking him. 3 days they found him in the temple, listening to them, and asking them questions, astonished at his understanding and answers. And his mother said to him, "Son, to us, look, your father and I have sought. Why did you seek me? It's not my father's business." But they did not. Then he went down with them and came to him. But his mother kept all these things in her wisdom and stature, and in favor with God.